hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. And look, there's a lot of stuff to cover after our trip out to the left coast. Got to hang out with a lot of the divers in that area, which was really nice. And met a few new vendors that we haven't crossed paths with before. And that was always nice when you go to a new show and meet a few new folks that are in the dive industry in that part of the country or whatever. It's always good to kind of share that joy of diving. And every once in a while, even after doing this show for 14 years, you know, I come across something new that I have not seen before. And, of course, that happened there in Tacoma at the Tacoma Dive and Travel Expo. And one of them was a new workout program that I thought was quite unique. Kettlebells, if you go to diver-fitness-with-kettlebells.com, and I'll say that again for you a little bit later on or get it up on the website. So, you know, you can see what I'm talking about. But kettlebells, popular workout craze that has been sweeping the country with these, basically balls with rings on them that you hold on around and swing around like a madman. As a matter of fact, we actually did this kettlebell workout in my Taekwondo class, which is what I used to stay fit there for a while. I've started kind of sloughing off on that. And I'm actually in the market to try something new. Because I've already maxed out at black belt, so don't piss me off. I'll kill you. But I'm looking for something new to kind of spice up the workout routine.
Yeah, don't anger Greg.
Yes,
and come over to his comfy chair because he's not going to get up and chase after you.
That's right.
If you get close to him and you anger him, he will kill you. But otherwise, nothing.
Scaramouche, just like that movie.
Can you do the Fandango?
Something like that.
Thunderbolt and lightning, very very frightening.
And what we have here, though, is a guy who's created a kettlebell workout specifically for divers. His name is Izzy, or as we like to call him in the biz, Coach Izzy, is on Scuba Radio right now. Coach, are you with me?
Yes, I am. How you doing, guys?
I'm good. Now, Coach, let's first talk about your diving experience. How did you get into this whole diving thing, which eventually obviously led to some workout program specifically for diving?
Well, I've been a strength and conditioning coach longer than I have been a diver.
Okay.
And the way I mix those two together is, as I was getting ready for my open water test, I hadn't done any swimming, and I was concerned that I would tank out and I would mess it up. And all I was doing then was just kettlebell training. And I actually finished ahead of everyone, plenty of energy to spare, wasn't tired of anything. So I thought there was something to it, and as I've been doing strength training over the years and diving, I noticed that a lot of divers are awfully out of shape, and seeing how kettlebells were effective for many of my clients who were into martial arts, track and field, and I thought, man, this is a good combination.
So yeah.
I designed a program exclusively for divers and get them in shape,
right.
Get them using less energy when they dive. And have you given it a shot yet?
Well, you know, like I said, I had a little bit of experience with kettlebells before. And by the way, just as before we continue, because Bill mentioned this thing earlier in the show about what kettlebells are, because I kept calling them kettleballs, because to me it's like a diver workout with balls. That's what your marketing should be if you want to appeal to the male population. Then he points out that kettlebells are actually a spinoff of teapots. What?
They're shaped like kettles.
Is that what it is?
It's like
Coach
the handle
Izzy?
From a kettle.
Tell me it's a workout program with balls. If you just work that for me, I'll feel better about it because I'm not that secure in my manhood. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, it is a workout program with balls.
Okay.
You have those balls to work out.
Yes, that's right. All right, and then maybe for the ladies, they can go the teapot route. If they,
That's what the pink kettlebells are for.
The pink ones, yeah, the ones that I was holding. Only because he didn't have any others.
That's right.
I wanted the biggest he had. I had to have big ones, you know me. But anyway, so...
Way to compensate.
I've worked with these as a workout before, and they're deceptively innocent looking, but they get... Seriously heavy after you start swinging them around a few times.
Yeah, it's easy to do once.
Yeah.
Big ones.
Yeah. Now, you know, the way you're swinging these around, it does kind of remind me of lifting tanks a lot. So I would imagine for a dive instructor, and this is something that Mermaid Tony picked up on right away, she was kind of like, hey, you know, I got to lift these tanks down in the Keys all the time. This would be great training for me because you're probably working a lot of the same muscles you would when you're lifting tanks around from a dive boat and to the dock and vice versa, right?
That's correct. That is correct. It can help you not only pick up the tanks, but pick up your own gear. And if you have imbalance issues when you're doing shore dive or in a boat, it can help you there too. It's a beautiful thing. You get to you do both your strength training and your cardio training all at once. You save a lot of time, which you should be spending diving anyway.
Well, good point. Yeah, so it's an efficient workout. So the program that you offer, I mean, is this like you do it 2 times a week, 3 times a week, or 30 minutes a day? What's the regimen that you recommend for people starting out with this type of program?
This type of program is designed to get you started from knowing very little, if anything, about kettlebells to turn you into a very proficient kettlebell lifter. And workouts are between 30 to 45 minutes, and it's 3 to 4 times per week.
Okay. And so if you do this and you're diligent about it, after, 30 days or so, you're kind of looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of thing? Or are we just looking for...
It's not an Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of workout.
What?
Like Bruce Lee. How's
yes.
That?
Bruce Lee.
See, that's a much better call there. Long, lean muscles.
Flexible. Right. The chicks dig it, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Chicks dig it. You will be built like a cheetah and look like Bruce Lee.
Okay. All right.
So what you're saying is that even if the women don't find you attractive, you can still catch them.
Or you can get your freak on with a cheetah.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So you have you don't actually sell the kettlebells. You just buy these at a department store or someplace? I don't know where you get these things.
Now find them at department stores. The ones that I like better, they're online. So and if you just Google kettlebells, you will find really good retailers.
Right.
Sometimes the one that you find at the stores, they're not the best quality. But, pretty much any kettlebell will do.
Can we ask you this? What are your feelings on Kettleworks? Because that's one of the big online retailers, Kettleworks, with an X at the end, W-O-R-X.
I'm not quite familiar with them, okay, to be honest with you. What is their take?
Well, no, they're a manufacturer of kettlebells, and I wasn't sure if you're familiar with that company. I'm familiar with that company, so I wasn't sure if you were.
I'm just wondering if you could, strap on some kind of...
Greg, I'm telling you right now, you got to stop using terminology.
Hey.
Yeah, but put it on a tank, and then you start swinging tanks around. Like nunchucks.
You could.
I think eventually.
I would not recommend it.
You would not recommend that.
A black belt in kettlebell can actually do that, though.
Okay. Well, maybe that's something I can work up towards. But you have the program that you've kind of put together specifically with divers in mind. And obviously, there's an overall fitness element to it. But the program itself is helped or is designed to focus on the muscles that we use mostly while diving. And I would assume that's... What, in your shoulders, arms, and back, that kind of thing, or what?
Yes, that's correct. Divers, one of the things that divers do a lot is when we hold gear, we lean forward a lot, and we start to create a closed posture. So the program is designed to help us gain that flexibility and go the opposite way, open up our shoulders. You know, divers need flexibility in their shoulders, and this is going to help us there. It's going to help us with leg strength and endurance, with balance, and also big deal with core strength, which is very important for us divers.
Yeah, core strength. It just sounds impressive, if nothing else. I think you need it. Diver-fitness-with-kettlebells.com. Go there, get information on Coach Izzy's program, and you can be a better fit diver.
Or if you just type in kettlebells diver in a search engine, it's the first thing that comes up. That's how I found it.
Well, there you go. All right, Coach Izzy, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you very much, guys.
There you go. All right. I think we're going to give it a shot. We're going to start swinging our balls around and getting fit.
They're bells.
Are you with me, Bill?
They're kettlebells.
Are you with me?
They're kettlebells.
Yes, come on. Grab one. Grab one.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Buffett's in Tampa tonight.
Hello there, this is Dr. Sylvia Earle, and this is Scuba Radio, the first radio program devoted exclusively to diving.
And there you go, Sylvia. She's probably in Tampa tonight, enjoying Jimmy Buffett as he rips it up in that part of the country as part of his tour stop tonight. All right, on the phone is my good buddy Warren Solomon. He is the man behind the madness there in Tobago. The Tobago Underwater Dive Carnival is happening in May. Just happens to coincide with my birthday. I'm sure that's no coincidence. I'm sure he planned that accordingly and worked it out so we could come and enjoy some of the festivities for that event. Is that a fair assessment there, Warren?
Well, you actually read my mind, because my birthday is in May as well.
Hey, oh, really? So When's your birthday?
May 24th.
Okay, there you go. So I'll kick off the beginning, because mine's the 16th the beginning of the week, and then yours is towards the end. So we'll have two reasons to party like it's our birthday for at the Tobago Underwater Dive Carnival, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Now let's talk about this. Now the real reason you're having us is because you want the mermaids there, and who can blame you? And so we're bringing some mermaids to Tobago. Mermaid Tony, and actually we're working on the other one. We had a slight change. I got to talk to you off the air about that, okay?
Sounds good.
Bill's pointing at himself that he would be willing to fill in, but I'm thinking that wouldn't...
Warren, your life has not been complete until you've seen me in a mermaid outfit. There are pictures on the internet.
Well, you know, I could do without completing my life for a little bit.
Warren, all they need is your credit card information, and it'll be no problem.
Oh, boy. I promise it won't be Bill, okay? It'll definitely be an upgrade from Bill. But we're going to bring Mermaid Tony down, and we got a few other things up our sleeve for the event. But let's talk about this. What is going... I mean, first of all, how many years have you been doing the carnival? Isn't it only a few?
This is actually just our second year.
Right.
Last year, you know, we thought about what could we do, what else could we do to sort of bring some focus back to Tobago, the great diving that we have down here. And we said, you know, one of the things that the country is known for is its carnival. And you take a dive under in the waters in Tobago and you see the same color, the same movement, the same, you know, everything that's full of life. So we figured, you know, why not call it the Tobago Underwater Carnival, where you can come down and just experience, you know, a lot of our activity under the water, topside, you know. So year number two is what we have this year, and promises to be lots of fun again.
Yeah, I mean, basically, find your surface interval in Tobago. Do we get to, like, bang on a steel drum all day kind of thing? Because that's where steel drums originated from, right?
Absolutely right. Trinidad and Tobago is the land of the steel band. And that's actually going to be a part of it. Some of the fun activities that we have lined up. So you do all your practicing in South Florida before you come down.
Yes, I will work. I'll work out a little tune on the steel drum, and then we'll bring some maracas or something along to play with. On our surface interview. Music, a big part of the event, because, like I said, the steel drums are there, so I know there's, like, all kinds of topside activities for the divers to spend their surface interval, but really the focus is on the colors and the music created underwater there on the diving. Now, how many dive operators do you have there in Tobago?
There's an association of Tobago dive operators, and there are 10 members.
Okay.
And they all do a pretty good job. We have guys who operate up at the northeastern end of the island, but the bulk of them are located at the southwestern part of the island, but great diving on both ends.
Right. And I would imagine it's not too late for people listening if they wanted to hop on board for this event and join us for the week, right?
Not at all. Very easy. As a matter of fact, Caribbean Airlines, this is the national airline of Trinidad and Tobago, they have daily service, sometimes two flights a day out of Miami into Trinidad, and then it's an easy connection on the air bridge over to Tobago. It's a 20-minute hop over on the air bridge.
Okay.
American Airlines as well also has two flights a day out of Miami into Trinidad, and again, easy connection over to Tobago.
Got it. So easy access. Airline prices aren't bad either out of Miami from what I glanced at. And the event goes May 16th through the 23rd. And
I
believe the website TobagoUnderwaterCarnival.com. Is that the one I found online?
That's the one. So
yes.
If anybody's interested, they can go online, they can register. And, you know, as long as you have your name into us, we would establish that dialogue with you and make sure you get down here and enjoy what we have to offer.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Never been to that part of the world, and I just can't wait. And I know if it's like some of the other adventures we've had in that part of the that part of the Caribbean, it's going to be quite a treat. I'm looking forward to it. Are you think the folks there on the island, are they ready for us?
Oh, I don't know if they're ready for you, but the rest of the divers and certainly the mermaids, we're all ready.
Yes. All right. There you go.
Have you ever seen goat racing?
Goat racing? No. So is that one of the events we're going to witness? Is a goat race?
Absolutely. On the fun day.
Love it.
That has to be on the fun day.
Yes.
You will get a chance to see goat action.
All right. We're going to put a mermaid on a goat and have them race around the island of Tobago. What a photo op that will be.
I'm hoping that Warren will not call it goat action again.
That is what we call it here in the States, or I thought, isn't it? I don't know. Well, Warren, thanks so much, buddy. And we will definitely be in touch, and we'll be celebrating our birthdays together in Tobago. I cannot wait. You got it. There you go. Warren from Tobago. Once again, TobagoUnderwaterCarnival.com. TobagoUnderwaterCarnival.com. You know, it's all about sharing the joy of diving, whether it's Tobago or even just South Florida. And my buddy Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters, better known as Captain Cocktail, is on the line. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, buddy! What are you doing?
Well, I'm celebrating my birthday in Tobago, and I'm celebrating Easter with you. What's up with that?
You're still counting birthdays as old as you are? what are you telling people these days? I'm just curious.
28, as usual.
Oh, my. Hey, where's the seafood festival today, man? It is packed down here, and it is a huge party.
Huge party. Yeah, I mean, they got a big band playing, or was it? Or are they playing?
Yeah, we're partying with the Guess Who tonight.
Oh, sweet. Nice. Going old school tonight.
We got an exhibit down here. We got fish tanks from Florida Aquarium Marine Society. They got a lionfish tank for awareness, and then we got another touch tank here for kids to touch some of the critters and get acquainted with some of the sea life we have out here.
Well, that's fantastic. Now Jeff, I heard you say that there's a lionfish tank to get people acquainted with what the fish looks like. Are there any good recipes there for lionfish?
At the Seafood Fest.
One more time.
Well, tell you what, hold on. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll have him regroup. I think he has his mouth full of seafood right now.
That's our guess.
Yeah. We're going to go with that, and then we'll regroup right here after the break with Jeff Terode from the Seafood Fest in Pompano Beach.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
South Florida Diving Headquarters is on the line with me. He's at the Pompano Seafood Fest, getting ready for the Guess Who. And, Jeff, I know you got your hands full down there as you're telling the people as they're gorging themselves on seafood that, hey, these critters you're eating, you ought to go check them out while they're alive underwater. Pretty cool stuff, I'm guessing, right? That's what you're doing there.
I think we were talking about lionfish before, about the lionfish cookbook.
Right.
There actually is a lionfish cookbook out now. So even you can cook.
No, thanks. No, why would I want to waste my time?
Well, make sure. You're supposed to chew the spines real real good before you swallow them.
Sushi. I'm having sushi.
Lionfish sushi. Now you're onto something. The lionfish
why not?
Roll.
Yeah, good point. I wonder if they make that. We gotta
look into
it.
We could pioneer that. It could be the scuba radio lionfish roll.
I like it. All right, so
hey, man,
let's
talk about June, man. It's going
yes.
to be Learn to Dive Month in Greater Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, how did this come to be exactly? What's going on?
Say that again, Greg.
No, I'm saying this Learn to Dive Month in June there in South Florida, how did this come to be? Do you know? I mean, is it just all the dive operators?
We started this last year with the Fort Lauderdale Convention and Visitors Bureau. We got together with some hotels down here and figured out that some of the folks up north could do their online course at home.
Yeah.
And fly down to Fort Lauderdale, sunny Fort Lauderdale, and do your checkout dives in warm water down here. And the hotels all loved it, so we got together a program where if you come down, you spend 3 nights at a hotel, you get the fourth night free, you get certified, and you get a free graduation dive.
Oh, nice. All right, and then several of the...
And we'll throw in some Ginsu carving knives.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and lionfish sushi if they catch one.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
We'll offer that as a consolation.
There you go.
But if folks want to learn more about it, if you go to sunny.org/learn-to-dive, you can read all about it and see all the different operators and choose one and come on down.
There you go, sunny.org/learn-to-dive. Do that, book it today, and next weekend you will hear a show from South Florida as we go down there to complete a free diving course with the freediving champion, Martin Stepanek. That's next week right here. Don't miss it. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, and those for those of you who don't know, I mean, because I've stuck with my Dive Master moniker for 14 years here on the big show. I am actually a Patty Dive instructor. I kid you not. I really am, but I stuck with the Dive Master thing because it's more impressive to the chick, especially those not familiar with diving, knowing that, you know, they think that Dive Master is the upper echelon, or is that's the top level of certification you can have as a diver. That's not true. It's dive instructor is actually higher than dive master, even though it sounds more impressive to the chicks. So I've stayed with Greg the Dive Master. I got to that plateau as the name, and I stuck with it. But I did go forward, and I got my instructor rating with Patty, the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. And lo and behold, I got a little notice this week from Patty to recognize my 15-year milestone as a Patty member. So how about that? I actually got an award. Well, actually, I just got an email. But I don't know. I think they're sending me something that says I get I'm 15 years old as a diver or something like that. But that was nice of them. I like getting that kind of stuff. I don't, you know, God knows we don't get enough awards. You know, we need more. Like, you know, I think the last award I got was making the honor roll in junior high. That's probably about it.
For attendance.
Yeah, thank you. But we like that. We like, you know, I do very much love the fact that our listeners are very outgoing and like to email and make little comments and questions about the show. I do see most of them, if not all of them. So if you email us info@scubaradio.com, trust me, they do cross my desk. I may not be able to reply to everything, but I definitely take a glance at it and try to respond if I can. Now, here's one that caught my eye that I got to do a little shout out to. You know, we have our Scuba Radio banners and ads up on the scubaradio.com website, and you can pull them off of the website and use them for various things. You know, if you want to put a little link to the radio show on your site. Now, we don't reciprocate, okay? Because, be honest with you, we charge for that. But we do get a lot of requests of people that would like to link to the radio show to share the show with their friends and that kind of thing. And of course, we welcome that with open arms and appreciate the fact that you're willing to spread the word about our goofy little radio show. However, the thing is, we do ask that you please email us first before you do so, so we know where our logo is popping up on the web, so it doesn't show up on flashyourrack.com.
Again,
because I pay for that link, and
right.
I you know what I'm saying. I just would like to know where it's showing up. So we ask you to email us before you take the logo and put it on a website. And I got one of those requests this week from a Patty Dive Center in Karachi, Pakistan.
Ah.
And they asked if they could have permission to post our banner on their site. And Hassan, you have our permission. Thank you for asking first. But
I hope they're listening, because this is the only notification they're going to get.
No, I emailed them too. Okay. But Indus Scuba in Pakistan. That one caught my eye. Not to say that we don't see them all, but when you get an email from Pakistan, the divers there, that's kind of cool that, you know, it brings us all together that way. So,
yes.
Thank you for asking, and feel free to go to the website and join your fellow divers in Pakistan and sharing the joy of Scuba Radio. Now, I am branching out. Next weekend, Easter weekend, I'm going to be down in Fort Lauderdale doing a free diving class. I'm trying to enlighten myself or always challenging myself to learn something new. Free diving will be the mission next weekend. A couple months from now, I'm going down to Grenada with Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada to do a week-long rebreather course with silent diving. And Peter is going to be my instructor, and he is on the line in Grenada right now. Peter, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Greg, my buddy. I'm wonderful. Just finished a great day of diving.
Now, were you doing the rebreather thing today, Peter, or just?
Oh yeah, man. I'm so addicted. You know, we just have finished our rebreather week. We had a couple of guys down here coming, enjoying the rebreather diving in Grenada, and today we had some photographers from Germany and the UK. So I took him down with a rebreather so we could get a little bit closer to the good stuff.
Yes, you know, I am really excited about this aspect. Matter of fact, I was talking to someone up at the Tacoma Dive Show, and I told them we were doing this silent diving rebreather course with you, and they were telling me, like, man, you will not, it's like learning to dive all over again. And he meant that in a good way, like that first time experience, you will relive it when we start doing this rebreather course. Is that the reaction, the universal reaction you get from a lot of people that try this out that have been diving for years?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. That's what happened to me. The first day, you think, what the hell did I sign up for with this? You know, it's beeping here and beeping there, and what is this? And buoyancy is completely down the drain. And then you suddenly, once you start getting a grip on it, you just sit there and say, wow. This is so much different, this is so much better, and it's just great.
Yeah.
But it's an addiction. I don't know if it's the scrubber or the high oxygen, I warn you, it's an addiction.
It is, huh? Well, you know, that's the thing they told me. They said, when you get comfortable on this thing, and you get, say you see a school of fish or other critters, you can literally just swim right up to them. And she was actually explaining how, on a rebreather, when she's swimming around a school of fish, they end up kind of attaching themselves to her. Like they end up being like a shark that ends up grabbing those little attachment fish or something. Is that what you've seen too?
Yeah, I mean, that's the most amazing thing. I mean, everybody from the biggest fish, I mean, we've been diving out on the Atlantic side, so we had lots of reef and black-tip sharks. The black-tips were right in my face. The reef sharks, they're normally skittish because we don't feed them, you know, so they're wild and shy, but they were right in our faces. It was almost scary, you know.
Yeah.
And today, I mean, then in the shallows, you know, we hang out, and even like the little orange-headed jawfish with a mouth full of eggs,
right,
he's not bothered by the rebreather diver.
Yeah.
You know, while he normally will hide in his hole, you know, he just jumps out in front of the camera. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, and God knows how many times I've tried to film these friggin' garden eels or something like that. And it's just, you got to hold your breath, and you don't want to do that, and it's a pain in the butt. But on the rebreather, I'll be able to finally get these shots that I've had an impossible time to get before. And that's why you see all these professional video and photographers using rebreathers for this reason.
Yep.
And I'm starting to get into that more and more. And I'm hoping that if I do this rebreather thing, I won't scare off the mermaids as much either.
And I think that's going to be the most exciting thing, you know. Nobody in the world has ever put a mermaid on a rebreather.
That's right. We're going to have Mermaid Tony. She's going to go through this course as well.
And so we're gonna move Tony one step up in evolution.
That's right. She is big. I do believe this may make her the world's first mermaid rebreather. I have never heard of any other mermaid doing this before.
She will be. She will be the first real thing. You know, she'll be shooting around down there, no bubbles, no nothing, and I mean, it can't get any closer.
Yes. So it's going to be quite an experience. We're doing this in June, like the last month of or last week or so of June, right there. Right before the July 4th holiday. And, of course, we'll have a broadcast down there from Aquanauts Grenada. We might work in some topside fun, I'm guessing, throughout the week, too. But this is going to be serious stuff. We're going to really hunker down, and this is going to be a week-long study course, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there will be time for some fun, but we also got to work hard to make sure once you leave here that you master all the skills and, you know about the unit itself. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it. And if you want to do a rebreather course like this, all you have to do is go to aquanautsgrenada.com. Right, Peter?
Yes, exactly. And there you find the link to our technical diving website, which is aquatechgrenada.com. And there's all the details, the packages also. I mean, it's just like with the group we just had here. There were all people, you know, that were like more or less newer certified on the rebreather, and they wanted to gain more experience, extend their horizon, start diving a little bit deeper, etc. So it was perfect. We had a great time.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I can't wait to get down on the Bianca Sea with one of these things and start cruising with the spotted eagle rays. That's going to be on our agenda, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Wonderful.
I feel it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Peter. Have a great day. By the way, when we come down there to Grenada, I think we ought to skip the hash. Okay, let's skip that. No hashing.
We skip the hash this time. But
just this time. Just this one time.
Yes. No, we're not going to get dirty this time.
All right. We're just going to get wet. I love it.
Yes. Take care.
AquanautsGrenada.com. All right. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg, the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
To get down, and you should get down to the scubaradio.com website. You can pick up an iRadar. That's what the monthly prize is right now from Cobra Electronics. Really nice item that interfaces with your iPhone and basically turns it into a radar detector, so when you're traveling to the dive site, you won't be late, okay? Or if you are, then you won't get a ticket if you're speeding a little bit to get there. And I know how divers are a little anxious. So that's why we put it up there, thanks to our friends at Cobra Electronics. Once again, scubaradio.com, the monthly giveaway. Go there, register today, and you could be the big wiener. All right, a lot of cool stuff happening with the show as we just, celebrated a 14-year milestone of being on the air with our goofy little show. We figured, what could we do different? You know, been there, done that on a lot of levels when it comes to this show, but then there's always something new that comes up, and lo and behold, we came across these folks from Dive Silver, If you go to divesilver.com, you can go and check out some of their products and see what I'm talking about. However, they're good enough in their own right. But Peter from Dive Silver is on Scuba Radio right now and has been nice enough to work with us on a new little project. Peter, how you doing? Welcome.
I'm doing well. How are you today, Greg?
I am good. Now, what we have done is you have taken the Scuba Radio logo and have incorporated it into some of your diving and mermaid designs, right?
That's correct. All sterling silver jewelry, yes.
And what goes into this type of stuff? I really thought this wasn't even possible. When we started talking in Chicago at Our World Underwater, I talked to him. I said, we were looking for something to give the mermaids on their mirth day. And I figured, hey, he has this mermaid jewelry. Why don't we, see if we can hook him up with something is like a milestone for celebrating their 1 year mirth day as being a Scuba Radio mermaid. And then lo and behold, Peter goes, well, wait, we can do more than that. We can actually take the logo and incorporate it into the designs. How often do you do this type of custom stuff there, Peter?
Well, that's one of our specialties, Greg. We actually take a pleasure and a pride in taking someone's pride, such as your radio, Scuba Radio logo, and turning that into something that reflects the energy of your Scuba Radio program that you have, and something that has feeling and energy. We've been doing this for a little over 20 years, so we have a lot of practice on this. We did the Patty logo a few years ago.
Ah, okay. Well, there you go. So, yeah, I knew you'd done this before. I just didn't know to what extent, and I didn't realize how easy it was, actually, for you guys to do this type of work. And what really impressed me is what we came up with. I mean, you've done a few pieces for us already. We've had, like, four or five samples that really are pretty amazing. Bill has not seen them
yet,
my producer.
Yeah, turns out I haven't seen one. Yeah.
Well, we got them on the road. And we've been showing them off at the dive show, and we put Mermaid Tony in them, and I got one with a little shark tooth thing. Eventually, you'll get
and
something.
I have none.
Well, he's not really into bling. You know what I'm saying?
What if I just had something with the key to the studio?
Okay,
so I could leave once in a while.
We could work that out.
We can make a key pendant, and we can put Scuba Radio on the back side of it, and it can be a sterling key, silver key that can be worn as a pendant. How's that?
Yeah. Peter, the key is cheap when we're talking about giving stuff to Bill. But it's a cool idea, and the idea ultimately is to put this line of Scuba Radio jewelry up on the website and let the listeners pick and choose as they see fit, and they can... it's really, really nice design stuff. I mean, cheap is not even close of even the more economical pieces to call this stuff, because it looks impressive. And I had several people walk up to me and like, whoa, Greg, you've upgraded. What is this? You know, and
aside from everything else, you're not just wearing a T-shirt.
What are you saying?
And the really cool thing about this from marketing or sharing your message is a woman who's been out scuba diving down the Caribbean in the middle of February can actually wear this into her office. You can't wear a cap. You can't wear a T-shirt. You can't wear these things into an office in downtown Chicago or Boston or New York.
Right.
So this kind of carries your Scuba Radio message that much farther. And this is kind of the idea behind this, is that it can be done with anybody's logo. And we actually have teamed up with over 30 different fairly well-known artists around the world and done the same transformation, taking their art and turning it into fine sterling silver jewelry. So we had lots of practice before we got to yours, and that's why we came out with such a fine product. But we do have another 9 of your designs in the works right now, and those are due to come out in another 10 days.
Well, now, the question I have for you, Peter, I know you've done a lot of other designs. How much research have you done on necklace length? Because I'm wondering, there's got to be an exact right length for the necklace so that the piece is dangling just the right distance above the cleavage to get the proper amount of notice. And I'm sure some research has been done, and I'm willing to go and do as much research as necessary to find the exact right distance there.
Well, this is done at close range. You can't do this from a distance.
Good point.
You can't do this on the web. You can't do it cyber. You need to be close up.
That's what I was thinking.
This is the only way, you know, you get the best results. This is how we do our jewelry. This is how we do the measurements. It's one hand or two hands from the neck down. Sometimes you have to go 2.5 hands. You have to adjust your hands up and down. You know, it gets a little complicated, but it keeps it interesting always.
Well, I think you should start not measuring down, measuring up. You got to start measuring up. Start from a point and measure up, I think.
Well, I'll tell you, when you're measuring up Bubba in Chicago, yeah, there's some issues because you might get smacked.
When that's a good point.
Especially that two-hand approach.
Ah.
It didn't go over well. He didn't appreciate it. But I'll leave that to you, Bill, okay? DiveSilver.com. Check it out on the web. You can check out their line of fine sterling jewelry. And, of course, that Scuba Radio line of stuff will be up at ScubaRadio.com soon. All right, that'll do it for this week. Next week, free diving show. Spectacular. Don't miss it. Till then, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.